Did you miss me? It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is, what is it today? I guess it's Thursday. I really only get one day home this week. Well, you'll count Monday. I had Monday. I didn't really have Monday home. I was home on Monday. I wasn't home Monday night. It's complicated. My schedule is complicated. I know you want to know where I've been and where I'm going, but it's you just have to get over it. It is 7:39. 7:40. I guess it's 7:40 on Thursday, July 7th, 2022. I'm having some issues with my computer this morning. Hopefully, this isn't going to cause some audio problems. I'm not sure exactly why it's doing that, because I just I shut the computer down. Well, actually, the computer shut off by itself, but I think we had a power outage issue while I was gone for a brief moment. And because we had to have some storms run through here. And then when I pull up my programs and stuff again, my DAW, my digital audio workstation, that's what we call it in the biz. We call it a DAW. Because, you know, it's so much cooler than saying digital audio workstation. It'd be interesting to do a study on how much time. Maybe I can get a couple million dollars to do a study on how much time is saved every year by using acronyms. And then another study on how much time is lost by explaining acronyms, what the acronyms mean. That would probably even be a better one, I would think. I don't know. Just saying. Yeah, my computer's running. The problem it has right now is it has a hard time keeping up. And what ends up happening is it cuts me off and it stops recording on its own. It just does these weird things. So I'm going to try to fix that right now. I'm going to pause the recording of the show. This is going to be a weird moment because for me, this is going to be like going through time and space. I will be pausing, doing things, and then coming right back. You won't notice a difference. But all of a sudden, I'll be back. I'll tell you when the moment's going to start. It's going to start right now.
I was gone for 27 years. I just got back.
No, I don't know if that's what I'll sound 20. I might not even sound like that 27 years from now. I might not even. You know what I might sound like? I might sound like, what is the sound of crickets as they, what is the sound of a body decomposing? I have no idea what kind of sound that makes. I don't know. Who knows what I'll sound like in 27 years. That'll be, I could potentially be alive. I guess my grandpa was alive at that age. And he had kind of an old person sound. Kind of sounded like an old person, but not like this. I don't know if I'll sound like this. I don't know. Maybe I'll just talk like that. Yeah. So, unfortunately, the computer is still doing it. I don't know if you just heard that clip thing that just happened. I just right at the end of my sentence there, right at the end of. So I was talking. I was reading off my script. You know, because I'm heavily scripted here. Everything I say is, I just read off a teleprompter. There's no spontaneity to this show at all. So I'm going to have to do some drastic measures. I'm going to do this again. And see if I can get it to work better. Back. I don't know if it caught. And I'm back. I think I may have started talking too soon. So here's the deal. Hopefully I fixed the issue. No, it won't keep clipping off the end of my sentences and going to this pause mode thing. It does. Probably not. It probably didn't fix anything. So let's get into this stuff. First of all, let's get into my cup. Let's all crawl right into my cup. I got this great big huge cup here, everybody. All my listeners can get right in this, inside the cup. It's not really. Please don't stay out of my cup. Please stay out of my cup. I've tried hot chocolate this morning. I know it's 98 degrees outside. I'm trying down in my basement. It is not, by the way. My air conditioner. My wife likes it to be like 60 degrees or something at night. It's ridiculously cold in the house. And the basement gets even colder because, you know, all the cold air goes No, cold goes down. Heat goes up. So in order to get the house upstairs to, you know, the point where you can see your breath, we have, the basement gets even colder down here. This is where I have my sound studio here at the house, which is, you know, so down here it's like being in the throes of the caverns down here. Now, the hot chocolate is not as hot as it was when it was first poured, obviously. And I've just got it in a regular coffee cup type thing. And I tell you, it cools off pretty quickly down here. It's already, it's almost like lukewarm, not even lukewarm, hardly. It's like iced chocolate. It's almost like ice cream at this point. I can eat it with a spoon. You can eat most things with a spoon, by the way, except for steak, unless it's really tender or already cut up. But I digress. I have a few headlines I'd like to get into this morning. None of them have to do anything with a spoon, as far as I know. I haven't really dug that far down into the stories. I would probably dig down in with a spoon if I did. And that would take a while. I wonder why I have this. I wonder why that is the way it is. I wonder a lot of these things occasionally. Now, I have this little notepad thing up here, and I don't know why I've got this even written on this notepad here. This needs to be erased. I'm going to take that right off of there, because that's just the way I roll. Let's go get that stuff off of there, because these are old notes. I happen to have a few notes here on my screen this morning, just because there's so much to talk about. I apologize. I didn't have a show yesterday. Looks like my system's working much better than it was. And so is my computer. The things that were going on over the last few days, just a lot of news and a lot of strange news stories, you might say, going on. The interesting thing, I think, that it's, if you're paying attention to what is being said, you can kind of recognize some of the things that are happening in terms of the left exposing who they really are sometimes. If you pay attention to try to, and I know it boggles your mind. I know it's almost dizzying, because they run totally on emotion. Okay, there's no principle, there's no, you know, other than the end justifies the means. That's the only principle they have. And you can get very caught up in all the flurry of crazy words being spoken and not really be able to analyze the rhetoric. If you start to put the rhetoric all down on paper in terms of what they're saying, and then you compare that to what is actually happening or what the truth is in terms of what they're saying, a very clear picture begins to emerge. Now, speaking of which, this is a side story. Hopefully I'll remember to come back to this. In fact, I'm just going to make a note here real quick. There we go. This is enough for me to remember. This doctor, I guess, he's telling this story, doing this report. He's on some kind of news channel. He might have been on YouTube or something. But it was on some kind of a channel and some kind of a station. He did this report, and it ended up on all over the social media. Anyway, he's not a right leaning individual. He actually did a study. He was a neuroscientist, and he was doing this study on, you know, they can track your brain waves, and when people are given a certain stimuli of pictures, whether it could be an ice cream cone with a fly on it or something, whatever it is, they have this series of pictures. They run these series of pictures in front of you while they're doing this MRI thing or whatever they're doing. They're studying your brain activity, and in the process of doing that, they can determine within just the first couple of pictures to an accuracy of greater than 95%. Whether or not you are a right-leaning or left-leaning individual. Pretty interesting stuff. What they found was that the people who, this was disturbing to this guy. You could tell he was upset about it. I think this was on Mark Dice. I think Mark Dice was the one that brought it up. The report shows that leftist liberals, especially the really far left, like dedicated, you know, those who know they're leftist. I just worked with this guy over the last couple of days that he's one of those people who doesn't understand, he doesn't realize he's a leftist, doesn't want to be a leftist, but he's an extreme leftist and he doesn't know it. He has no idea. In fact, he talks so much that he thinks that he knows everything because he's always the one talking. It's hard to get a word in edgewise. He has conversations, you know, with you that just involve himself. You know, it's not a conversation where you have a chance to say anything. He's just over there talking. Very distracting. And anyway, he it makes 2 days seem like four with hanging out with this guy. So we had. Hope he's not listening. how silly of me. Of course he's not listening. He's too busy talking to himself. You have people like this that don't understand that they're liberals. They would say, "Oh, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a leftist, or I'm not a Republican or a Democrat." Okay, so you are a Democrat and you just don't know it. That's typically when people say that. Now I consider myself more of an independent, only because the Republican Party. If you're talking about the Republican establishment, no, sorry, I'm not hanging with that group. Now they might agree or say they agree, claim to agree with a lot of things that I would say are my principles. I'm making this all this shuffling noise in the background because I'm wearing a coat. I'm wearing a jacket. It's a little fleece thing, but it has this nylon thing on the collar here. It rubs against my neck. But how do I go down these bunny trails? And I'm pretty sure that's why you listen to me. Where's this guy going to go? It's just like you place bets. Is he going to stay on the subject for 30 seconds? If he doesn't, every time he changes the subject, you take a drink. Is this a drinking game for some of you people? So this guy, where was I? This guy had a, he was talking a lot. Let's get back to the study. Okay, so the study is, the leftists were completely compelled, driven, and affected by emotional content. And they have these radical reactions with their brain activity when you show them something that's emotionally disturbing. It's like off the scale, one way or the other. They'll go either way. What this guy basically is saying, now he didn't put it this way. I'm kind of trying to summarize what he was saying. You could tell this guy was disturbed by what he was finding. Because he didn't want to see this, and he didn't want to admit it, but he has to say it. Because at least he's honest with himself about this. This is very rare, actually, for someone on the left. He discovered that rational thinking was very low on the scale of leftists. Or I should say, people who are low in rational thinking have a tendency to be leftists. Let's put it that way. Either way you look at it, this is the bulk of people have a hard time being rational thinkers because this is kind of like the Spock thing. You know, Dr. Spock, Starship, Enterprise. They, you know, the Vulcans, whatever, if you want to get into this whole scenario thing, They were very well known for their logical thinking. Emotion had nothing to do with it. It was all logical. It had to be logical. It's not logical, sir. And in that respect, those people would tend to be more right-leaning, conservative or Republican. Now, I'm going to take a sip of chocolate here. There we go. Now, the interesting thing about all this is that this guy was, you know, he was reluctantly putting this thing in. Now, if you think that the mainstream media is going to jump all over this, they will not. Now, it's hard to say whether or not one is wrong and the other one is right with regard to, because it takes all kinds, right? You have to be. But the ability to think rationally through emotionally triggering events is kind of an important skill in life. This is the part of the brain, in fact, that they've discovered that doesn't develop until your late 20s or possibly early 30s. In fact, your brains are not fully developed. Our brains are not fully developed until we're well into our 20s. And some people, it's just into your 30s. I mean, not everybody's going to, you know, at the age of 29, you're 29 and a half, your brain's going to be fully developed. It just, whatever it takes there, you know, everybody grows at different rates and peaks out at different rates. I'm still growing just outward now. Just my stomach is the part that's growing out now. I'm assuming that's going to change at some point. So this guy did this study. Well, it's some people like this guy I was working with. They don't realize how triggered they are by some emotional things. Here's an example. One of the conversations we had, I was talking about Indiana, and I said, you know, he's a gun owner. He was talking about selling all of his guns. You know, I think I'm just going to sell them all. I don't use them for anything. I'm just going to sell them. I'm going to take them to a gun store and just have, you know, get rid of them. Okay, well, whatever. Good for you. And I didn't have a real chance to get that comment in. As I was saying it, he was talking about something else already. So I did have a moment where I think he was trying to take a breath or trying to take a drink of water or something. So I had a chance to say something. I said, you know, Indiana's got we have a lifetime permit here in Indiana to carry concealed. But we just passed constitutional carry. So you can, within the state, you can carry constitutionally, which, think about that statement for a moment when you're talking about rights, constitutional rights. Oh, guess what? We just passed a bill that says you can actually exercise your constitutional rights, or at least that one. Oh, gee, how big of you? Why, thank you, overlords of the state. Really, really appreciate that. Been trying to tell you all this time that we had that right to begin with. You didn't give us this right. We already had it. Now you have to put it in a place like it's some kind of law. Now, I don't know if they put it in the state constitution. That would be even better if they did, because we would solidify this thing it's much harder to get it out of the constitution if it's in the state constitution because of the rules of the House. And then we probably have a chance to do that after this midterm election season, because I think that we're going to have more Republicans, believe it or not, in the state of Indiana, in the state house than we did before. However, which brings me, that's a whole other subject. In fact, I'm going to write that one down because I want to make sure I talk about that. Well, this is going to be a big show because I have so much to talk about. I want to talk about this Democratic Party thing. I want to know who started the Democratic Party. When did that happen? I've heard of the Democrat Party. I know I harp on this all the time. I got my little pet peeves I always talk about. Folks probably get tired of me talking about it. But you know what? I catch people who should know better. Trump actually said something about this one time. He tried to correct some people in a tweet or whatever he was doing. He said, you know, it's not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. There's a serious distinction that needs to be made. I'm hearing people, even like Tucker Carlson and people who are supposedly these great pundits about political events out there talking about stuff, and they'll call it the Democratic Party. I'm like, Oh, so when you are a senator, are you a Democratic senator or a Democrat senator? But they're calling them Democrats now. We have a democratic process. Don't let them have that, okay? Because there's nothing democratic about this party. They are the fascists. They are the tyrants and the dictators. If we haven't seen that over the past couple of years, then I don't know when you're going to see that. Because they've made it perfectly obvious that they're the ones that do not like freedom and liberty anymore. Unless it has to do with killing your baby. Speaking of which, there's a whole other story there. See, there's just so many stories I could talk about. And that's why I'm trying to jump right into this. I probably should have drank some chai this morning. Because I tend to talk faster when I'm drinking chai. So we had this, we had these people who were saying we're going to move to France. We're going to move to these other countries. I want to move to Spain because this country's out of whack. Well, I thought you were going to do that when Trump got elected. And you stayed here. Now you're going to do it when your guy gets elected. I thought everything was supposed to be blissful now. Everything's supposed to be wonderful.
Well, the Supreme Court's become a tyrant. The Supreme Court now has usurped its authority over us.
Okay, the Supreme Court just said, you know what? The federal government doesn't have the right to say anything about this stuff. It should go back to the states.
Well, some of these states are going to outlaw it.
Okay, so you're saying that supposedly, Nancy Pelosi says, or I think maybe it was, Biden even said it in one of his speeches. It's like 59% or the vast majority of Americans believe that Roe v. Wade should stay in place, should be overturned. We know what? The Supreme Court doesn't look at what the vast majority of Americans think. They look at what the law says. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Now, that's not the way some of the activists on the judge in this new Ketanji, she's not going to be that way at all. She's going to be another representative who has the power to wield whatever she thinks. This is the leftist activist judges are they're absolutely evil. This is an evil way of looking at law and justice. They're going to do what they think is right in their own eyes, not what they think the law says or what the precedence is. You know, they can set a new precedent. We're going to set a new precedence. Yeah, and then you're going to keep it there. You're going to fight it for 50 years. And then you're going to argue that, well, it's been in place for 50 years. You can't break that. Well, it wasn't, and you broke it. And just the ridiculous idiocy that the reasoning that they give. Well, it's been that way for 50 years. Breaking 50 years of precedence. After every news story about Roe v. Wade, after 50 years of precedence, the Supreme Court turns this over. Well, what about the years before that? Just the lunacy. So people are moving to these other countries. I'm moving to France. They've got croissants, and they have women's rights. Okay, here's a little known fact for you. In France, all of France, you can't have an abortion after 14 weeks. There's only two other countries that have, in my opinion, worse abortion rights. And that is Canada, which still requires the signature of two doctors. And China. We're in good company on this one, aren't we? Most of Europe has a ban on late-term abortion or even second trimester abortion. In fact, recently, France was, just, I think it was 10 or 12 weeks. For those of you who can't do math, that's like 3 months. That's the first trimester. But that's more restrictive than it is here in some states in the U.S. But people are going nuts. And in fact, people in France are protesting what's happening here in the U.S. They got the signs out there in French. My body, my choice.
They're out there chanting and doing other stuff.
I don't know what they're saying. It all sounds like omelette du fromage to me. I don't know. I have no idea. So they're out there doing this, and they have no idea that their rules, their laws are more restrictive than the laws here. And the point is, if they're so concerned about this going back to the states, but yet at the same time, they're telling us that the vast majority of Americans support Roe v. Wade, then why would anything change?
Well, because the state dictators.
No, those people were elected by this is returning it more. You want to talk about democracy? This is why I don't believe the Democratic Party is Democrat Party should be called the Democratic Party. The Supreme Court decides to return it back to closer to the people. And the Democrat Party explodes in protest. They act like this is the worst decision ever made in the history of our country. It's an existential crisis. Well, don't worry. The world's going to end in 12 years. Or I guess now 10 years. So, you know, that's okay. Doesn't matter. Their heads explode over stuff like this. With no, absolutely no, and it's all, again, this gets back to the whole emotional triggering issue and no rational thought. There's this idea out there that the whole world is living so much better than the United States is. You get Michael Moore going down and saying that the healthcare in Cuba is so much better than it is here. Really? Yeah, you're gonna go with that then? Yeah, there's all kinds of Cuba came up with the vaccine for COVID. You know, that you have to take. It's mandatory. Speaking of which, I think we're gonna lose about 40,000 pilots. I understand it in the military. I don't know if that's all National Guard. I don't think it's National Guard. I think it's actual pilots. 40,000. I can't remember. Maybe it's just Air Force personnel. There's some ridiculous amount of. I think the mandate was started yesterday or today or something. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's the end of the month. I don't know what it is. If you hadn't, I think it was actually a couple days ago. And if you hadn't complied with the mandate by a certain date. They would put things in motion to start expelling people from the military. Now, I don't know if that's going to hold because, you know, COVID has become such a back burner issue now that they may just let it silently go off into the night. In fact, speaking of silently going off into the night, whatever happened to the leaker from SCOTUS? Anybody know who that is? They're conducting an investigation. How long is this going to take? There's like 200 people there working in the, probably less than that. I don't know how many actually work in this SCOTUS department, like close enough to see these things. Probably 20 people actually on the staff there that had access to these briefs. Is John Roberts, is he on top of this? Does he have anything going on? Does he have his people? What's going on here? I think it was criminal, personally, myself. There may not be a law, but there's got to be a law about something that has to do. They got to be charged with something for doing this. This is basically theft. It's an intrusion. I'm going to talk about an attack on democracy, an attack on our government system. And whatever happened to the 50 Secret Service agents that signed the letter about Russia? This has all the earmarks of a Russian misinformation thing, whatever it was, with Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, you guys are about as bright as a candle with no wick. That's how bright you are. Now, my understanding is, I don't know if they're acting agents. I think that most of them are foreign or former agents, probably foreign agents too, as well, for that matter. Joe Biden gets up there and boldly proclaims
50 former intelligence officers. Five of the head intelligence officers have verified this has all the earmarks of a Russian misinformation campaign.
Folks, for those of you who want to get caught up in the, and this, again, this is where they play to your emotions. They say this kind of stuff. They let it go. They never go back and question it. They just make these comments and they let it go. Well, Joe Biden's doing everything he can to reduce oil prices. What are you doing?
You need to lower the cost on you people who own gas stations need to lower the price and you need to do it now.
Okay. We'll take it down a penny. We make about 5 cents a gallon. We'll go ahead and take it down a penny. How's that? We'll do a 20% discount from our profit margin. How's that? That's going to save the country. Thanks, Joe. That's all you got.
Well, I'm going to release 1 million barrels a day from our strategic oil reserves over the next 6 months. 180 million barrels. And here's what you don't want to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
It was covered on Tucker Carlson last night. Those oil reserves are not all going here in any place in the United States. They're actually going out on the international trade market. Some of it's going to India. Someplace else, I can't remember where the other little country was. And China. Yeah. China. The Russian ruble is extremely strong right now. You know why? Because they're selling oil. People are buying it. And my understanding is they're paying them in rubles. Because they're producing oil. We've stopped producing oil. And it's driving the price up because the supply is down.
Because we got to get off, we got to kill the fossil fuel industry.
That's great, Joe. How's that working out for us?
We need to hurt Putin. This is how we're going to hurt Putin.
Yeah, it's really hurting him. Obviously. This administration is an absolute disaster. His approval rating is now down to 35%. Is that what I read? 36, 35, somewhere around there. Might have been 33. I don't know what it is. Ridiculously low. If you get down to the point where you're 10%, basically everybody in the country hates you. There's always somebody who you can have everybody gets a free lunch bill and somebody will vote no. A free lunch that drops out of the sky and doesn't cost anybody anything, Bill. And somebody will vote no for that. That happened in our church one time. Everybody was voting for this thing, and it was all a good thing. And it went to vote to the congregation, and the congregation all voted yes because it was obviously this was the best thing for the entire congregation. And some old gal who didn't understand, who didn't hear very well, voted no. So you're always going to get that, a misunderstanding or whatever goes on there. Just somebody wants to vote no because that's the way they are. It's always going to happen. So let's give it the old rundown here. See if I can get all this stuff in the next 25 minutes. By the way, speaking of which, we have to go to my sponsor now. It's time to have a word from our sponsor. There you go. That's all we've got, because there's no sponsor. By the way, this show is 100% show for 1 hour. There's no sponsor. If you want to go ahead and donate your $1 million to help the show expenses because they're really high. You know, feel free to do that. Just send $1 million to me, and that'll be great. That will work out really well. So, so let's go through some of these things. So we got the oil reserves now, not just going to the United States. This is the biggest scandal. In fact, Tucker Carlson's calling for his impeachment over this whole thing because it's so ridiculously, you know, I mean, we impeached Trump twice over, you know, sillier things, and now they're going after him again. Speaking of Liz Cheney, I've got this. I even got audio. I got to play for you. Let's play this before we get into anything else. Let's do this because it is quite quite disturbing, chilling, alarming. All the things that she said about the president. Liz Cheney, who's losing miserably in the polls, at least at this point, she's probably going to lose the election, and she's going to lose her seat in the House. These people are so arrogant and so self-absorbed and think that they're so lost in their own little bubble. I mean, this is a perfect example of the leftist virus that affects the brain. Here we go with Liz Cheney. What she thinks about, she's being asked about, but what are you going to do? I don't think I asked her about running for president. I think she actually asks her about running for president. Let's see what this is, what she's actually saying here.
Prevent what you say would be the destruction of the party,
you know,
ultimately
I,
damaging our country?
I haven't made a decision about that yet. And I'm obviously very focused on my reelection. I'm very focused on the January 6th committee. I'm very focused on my obligations to do the job that I have now. And I'll make a decision about 24 down the road.
So, interestingly enough, she's actually making a decision about 2024 down the road. Now, the question is, Liz, how do you expect to have any kind of credibility, anything going on within the country? Who exactly is going to vote for you? You think the Democrats are going to vote for you? You think Democrats are? They're patting you on the head right now, saying you're the hero because you're coming along with what the. That's all. The only reason you're a hero right now is because you're betraying your party. You're betraying the truth, really. But she's the one who says you can't be loyal to Donald Trump and be loyal to the Constitution. My first obligation is to the Constitution. No, Liz. You're saying that. You're subverting the Constitution and the office of the presidency by doing what you're doing with this committee. Adam Kinzinger, same way. These people don't realize the road that they have gone down. Their hatred. Hey, hatred has a way of blinding you, folks. I'll tell you, you can hate something. You can absolutely hate something. God hates things. Okay, he says in his word, there are things that he hates. So obviously, it's not wrong to hate certain things. Hate is not always wrong. Being angry is not always wrong. Be angry and do not sin, the scripture says. It doesn't say don't be angry. It does say don't let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, by the time the day is over and the new day has begun, actually, sunset is when the new day has begun. When the new day has begun, don't take up your anger. No, deal with it before the day is done, basically is what it's saying. Interesting that in Hebrew thinking, in the scriptures, God's perspective, the sunset is the beginning of the day. That's when things begin. When we think things are ending, that's when things are beginning. I'll back up from that because I could start going down a whole long road there. The good news, there's some good news for you, folks. Some good news in the news here. This is the news according to me. The good news according to me is the Guidestones are gone. I just heard this news last night. Came across this one little feed. I'm on this little group chat from the one work group that I'm in. And one of the guys showed this little video of the Guidestones apparently got blown up. And then the Guidestones got torn down because they were not structurally unsafe. So they just tore them down. I don't know whether they're going to rebuild them or not. They kind of mysteriously just appeared in Georgia. No big fanfare. I don't know what was going on there, but they're basically a United Nations thing. I had no idea what the Guidestones even were. I saw this one. People were all, like, the one guy was really happy. Oh, good riddance. Get rid of those things. I was like, what? I didn't even know there were Guidestones. So I had to look into it a little bit, looking at some news reports. Well, apparently, the Guidestones, why they would erect them in, they're like 100 miles northeast of Georgia, of Atlanta, I guess, up in the northeast corner of Georgia. They have this weird stuff on all these different languages. They have these things written down, and they're all the goals and the things that they believe in and stuff and all this stuff. It's not just a little pile of stones, folks. This is like granite. Stuff is etched in it, and it's huge. It's kind of like it's been called the American Stonehenge, I guess. And it's like when the sun, every day at noon, the sun hits a certain spot inside this little thing, the way the stones are set up, and it lightens, at noon it lightens up the day of the month or whatever, day of the week or whatever, the day of the year. Well, I don't know what it is. Day of something. The day of the hot dog. So we have this thing, well, apparently this thing got, somebody blew it up, like a major, major explosion, to the point where it's not structurally sound anymore. Look, they blew out the pillars or something. I think they expected it to come down. Now, I don't advocate for violence. But you know what? Let's just say I don't think the people who did this are necessarily bad people. That's the way I'm looking at it. I don't know. Nobody got hurt, as far as we know. Someone could have been hurt. They're destroying supposedly private property. Maybe. It may not even be private property. I think this thing appeared on public land is what I understand it. But I don't know. Maybe, I'm not sure. It's who did this? Who first of all, who put it up? The people who put it up are more criminal, in my opinion, than the people who tried to take it down. But anyway, all right. So Boris Johnson also woke up this morning, and I guess everybody knows. I didn't know. I wasn't paying any attention. I knew that they were yelling at Boris Johnson. He's Prime Minister of something over there, England, I guess. And Britain, British Prime Minister. I don't know what he is. I know he's got a lot of hair. Always out of, you know, it's out of control. He apparently is resigning, I guess, because a bunch of his people in the cabinet are resigning. Now, this whole thing part of it has to do with Partygate, which is where he, during the COVID lockdown thing, he had some parties, some small group parties that nobody was wearing masks and they were all having a party. That's criminal, yeah. I don't know what else the guy has done. I have no idea. I don't pay attention to stuff over there. We've got enough issues here. It's like paying attention to what the Queen is doing. I have no idea. We don't celebrate the Queen here. Okay, but this. But this gets back into the whole thing of the Democrats and the way they think. The Democrats have this tendency to paint a picture of what they think they are or who they think they are. And they don't have a clear picture. What they say and what they do are two different things. this is where you get into this whole thing of Nancy Pelosi is a prime great example of this. I'm a what's she called? What kind of Catholic is she? She said I'm very Catholic is what she said. That's how she said it. I'm very Catholic. And I believe in a woman's right to choose. Really? Because very Catholic party, the very Catholic religion that you claim to be a part of is very much against abortion of any kind, in any term, at any point. In fact, I believe they might still be against birth control of any kind. They were for a long time. I don't know if they still are or not. The Roman Catholic Church is, I think, their official stand on abortion or on birth control is. It used to be, they were against it. Any kind. Is that where you're at, Nancy? So you're very Catholic, but you just agree. We just disagree on that one little point. Killing babies. That's the one little point you're against. Now, I don't mean to, I'm sure there are some people out there that, and I don't mean to attack you if you've made that choice. That's not what this is about at all. If you've made the mistake and you made another mistake by trying to correct that mistake, that's not what this is about at all. Because a lot of it has to do with education of the individuals, a lack of understanding of when life begins and the importance and the value of that. And what you've been told, you've been lied to. Okay, I guess that's why I'm so angry about it, is because people who go along with this stuff have been lied to. Now, there are some people out there who are ranting and raving lunacy, just out of control, don't even really, even they. Now, when Jesus was hanging on the cross and he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. This was a perfect example of God's heart saying, you know what? You don't understand what you're doing. You think that you're doing the right thing. You think that you're justified, that you're somehow righteous in what you're doing by killing this man on a cross who has done absolutely nothing. He's completely innocent of all that is God's law. You don't understand what you're doing. You're killing him. And in the meantime, he's up there saying he forgives you. The heart of a church, the heart of those who respond to this lunacy, this absolute craziness that we see, the incited mob, I call it, which, you know, Liz Cheney would say was attacking the Capitol January 6th, is they've been misled. They've believed a lie. Some of them not knowingly, some of them willingly going that direction. That's not for me to decide who decided to change what God said. But nonetheless, first of all, if you've believed in all that, you've been deceived. You're being deceived and you've been deceived. Period. If you've been deceived in that, the other deception that happens along with it is that there's no forgiveness for that afterwards. That it's the unforgivable sin. Well, it's not. There is forgiveness for what you've done. And you might want to look into that. because that is the truth. The other lie that they try to perpetuate is that, well, you've done this now. You can't be forgiven. That's the side that goes on the other side of it is there's just no offering of forgiveness for people who've done that. And you don't hear that from those who are protesting abortion rarely mention that. But it really should be the front. That should be the tip of the spear. I need to move on from that because I will go down a hole where I'll just be sobbing baby here. Interestingly enough, this whole thing that happened in Highland Park in Chicago with the shooter, there's all kinds of reports coming out, all kinds of weird stuff. This to think that this guy, you know, it's just a random shooting. This guy purposely and perpetually planned this over a long period of time. This kid gets up on top of a roof. He's dressed in women's clothing. He's shaved himself, his face, his longer hair, got himself made to look like a girl so that when he goes up there and starts doing the shooting, he can escape with the crowd because he'll look like a girl. He'll blend in. He takes off and starts driving from Chicago. He gets all the way to he's heading into Madison, Wisconsin at this point. And they realize, I think he realizes that they're tracking his phone. Oh, I've got my phone with me. Stupid. Oh, that's stupid. Well, the whole day was stupid for you, buddy. So he goes to this other celebration in Madison, Wisconsin, where there's another parade there. And he's contemplating doing the same thing there again. Now, I don't know what his motives are. I can almost guarantee you I know what his party affiliation is or where he might fit in. He wasn't wearing a MAGA hat, let's just say that. And if he would have been, it probably would have been to fit in. Wouldn't have been because he's a MAGA guy. All I'm saying is he so upset with July 4th and Independence Day that it led to this? This is the radicalization. This is where it draws the conclusion that you have to go, is that you have to start shooting celebrators. Now, all of a sudden, here's another thing. Whatever happened to, I might start doing a segment. Whatever happened to this? Whatever happened to that? Some of these stories that just kind of go off into the distance and nobody wants to talk about them anymore. Much like the 2020 election. Whatever happened to the guy who drove his van through a crowd of people having a parade in Wisconsin? Whatever happened to that guy? So here we go again with the mass shooting thing. Now they're in a dilemma again here with this mass shooting again. Call it a mass shooting. I think I heard a statistic over the weekend. I think it was 70. Over 70 people were shot that day at the parade. 7 that I know of have died. Now, there may have been more since the last report I heard yesterday. He fired, I think, 100 and some rounds, 150 rounds or something. Of course, they're all asking, did he have high-capacity magazines? Wouldn't they be? You know they're going to be ticked off if he didn't. Well, he only had 10 rounds. How was he able to do that? Because, you know, he just changed magazines. The size of the magazines have nothing to do with it, folks. This is just another thing. They feel emotionally like they need to limit the number of bullets in a magazine you can have. That somehow makes them feel safer. So the other issue, they do have red flag laws there, by the way. The guy was going to kill everybody with a bunch of knives at one point. I'm not going to get too deep into the details because I really haven't written down anything, taken any notes about the whole thing. All I know is at one point he was. So then he goes out and starts buying guns. And his parents, I guess, signed off on it. And you can't. At his age, I don't think you can buy a gun without a signature. They followed all the rules, legally bought these guns in Illinois, of all places. You have to have a special permit just to own a gun of any kind in Illinois. And then you have to have a special license to carry a concealed weapon. Just all kinds of things like that. He did everything legally. Everything was purchased legally with the help of his parents, who knew he was messed up. And he had like four, five, six rifles, as far as I know. He had two with him. He left one at the scene. And then went on from there and had the other one with him as well. High-powered rifles for, I don't know what he had. I haven't heard what kind of weapon it is. I don't know if it was an AR. I think it was, they call it an AR style. All these assault weapons, I have to get rid of these assault weapons. So this is what the guy was doing. The problem they're having right now is that this guy followed all the rules, all their laws, all these laws that they say we have to have now in this new legislation. Would not have stopped what happened. Because you know why? People are crazy. There are people out there who are crazy. This is a mental health issue. The bombers that blew up the, what is the race there in the marathon, Boston Marathon. I guess that's what it's called. It's called the Boston Marathon. They use pressure cookers. They didn't need assault weapons. Pressure cookers. So what are we doing here, folks? And then they go on to say, oh, we have more gun crime here than any place else. This kind of thing doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. It only happens. This is unique to the United States. No, it is not. I'll just quote Steven Crowder. All references available at StevenCrowder.com. LouderCrowder.com. Whatever it is. Folks, the lies just continue to pervade. And the only reason we think it only happens here is because the news media only reports on stuff that happens here. Because again, it's all about this emotional connection, this content that they have to put out there that makes it seem like we're on our own little bubble here. This is why, actually, when you go to other countries, they don't like Americans because Americans are so self-absorbed and self-centered, typically, when they travel. They think everybody should speak English. And they think everybody should eat the same kind of food that they eat. I went through Europe one time, and I just remember this, whatever I was doing, I don't remember, I was probably on the way through because I wasn't stopping. I might have been going to Africa. Whatever I was doing, I can't remember what I was doing. I was in Europe, and I asked for a Pepsi. I just wanted a Coke or Pepsi or something. It was just hot. It was just really hot that day. Sun was blistering. It was humid. It was terrible. Couldn't find any place with air conditioning. All I wanted was something to drink. They didn't have bottled water at that time. I got a Pepsi, I think, or a Coke. It might have been a Coke. They handed me a Coke in a glass. It was warm. It had no ice. I said, can I get some ice? They looked at me like I was from Jupiter or maybe Mars. You know, they give you a different look depending on where you're from. And then they put three little ice cubes in my glass that were gone before I got it to my mouth. Seriously, that's your ice there. Ice is kind of a unique thing. You want to talk about unique thing to America? Ice, other than Iceland, the northern countries up there. Ice is everywhere up there. They probably don't even put it in their drinks because they're just drinking hot chocolate and coffee. You know, here in the States, we'll fill our cup up completely with ice, and then we put the soda in to melt the ice, or, in my case, sweet tea. And we make it, you know, what it is. Whatever you come up with, however the drink works out, at least it's got ice in it. And at the end of the drink, when you come to the end of the drink, you just start chewing on the ice. I don't chew on ice. I just don't like chewing on ice. I've never been an ice chewer. I don't even like being around people who are chewing ice because it's kind of, it's, I don't know. I can run my fingers across the chalkboard, but people chewing ice is kind of annoying. It doesn't, not that I can't stand it. It's just kind of annoying. But then there's a, like, there's some kind of thing about that. Anyway, let's go through a few headlines here real quick, and then we're going to end the show because it's getting late. The Haiti's trouble continued to worsen in years since assassination of the president, of their president. Would-be Reagan assassin, now free, weighs in on gun control. Oh, that's who we want to hear from. Baker, Mayfield, traded to Panthers. Nobody cares. on track to start week one at quarterback, I guess. I don't follow sports much. I don't know if you notice. I don't talk about sports a whole lot. DeSantis and Newsom emerging as leading 2024 contenders. This is actually a very, there's an article put out that said that DeSantis is a leading contender to run for president for 2024. Yeah. Now, the reason that they're saying this is because the news article was very deceptive. The study was very, if Trump isn't involved, DeSantis is leading contender. If Trump's not involved, DeSantis, I'm sorry, if Trump is involved, DeSantis is the highest second contender. Trump is still way out there in front. DeSantis is very low on the scale. Now, if Trump is not involved, DeSantis is clearly the lead contender. Sorry, Liz Cheney. Sorry, but not sorry. On the left, Newsom has become the emerging leader for 2024. Now, again, note the diversity that we have here on the left, the party of diversity. Gavin Newsom is not as popular in the rest of the country as you might think. However, he does have this machine on the left called the voting system that could make him a contender. But maybe he can do for the rest of the country what he's done for California. I heard a pundit this morning say something kind of funny. He said, Jimmy Carter loves Joe Biden because Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look great. For those of you who are alive during the Jimmy Carter age and actually remember how things were under Jimmy Carter, now you'll understand what I'm talking about. Jordan Peterson made an interesting comment. I haven't looked into this article to see what he says. But he says, it's time to move on from Donald Trump. I don't know what he means by that. I kind of get it. It's like, I don't know if he's talking to the Democrats or if he's talking to everybody. But maybe it is time to kind of move on from the whole thing, folks. And I'm not talking about leaving him as a potential candidate. I'm saying it's time to say, well, if Trump was in office, this would be it. We can't deal with that. Okay. That's like saying, your house is on fire and you're trying to work on getting everybody out. And you're saying, if I wouldn't have, I'm standing there in the burning, burning rubble. And I'm saying, if I would have just done that, or if this would have done that, it's not time to talk about that right now, okay? The house is on fire. Let's get everybody out. Let's get this issue taken care of instead of talking about what if or what could have been. If we'd have bought that house down in the corner instead of this one, we'd be, whatever. Pentagon stonewalls Navy pilots who witnessed UFOs. UFOs apparently are a real thing now, and nobody's. I think everybody's doubting it. The fact that nobody has really reacted to this has kind of stymied some pundits. The Navy's coming out with these UFO report stuff, and nobody's talking about it. It's like nobody cares because we don't really think it's not a real thing. It's just. Little dots flying around the sky. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. Union goes on strike at defense contractor General Dynamics in Southwest Virginia. I don't know what that's about. The I just popped up here on the screen, by the way. The San Diego fires 22% of its police force over the COVID vaccine mandate. Great. Good job, guys. That's great. San Diego is one of the towns in California that I actually like. I lived there for a while. I liked it. I liked it there. I didn't like the fact that everything was brown and it was a desert and you had to, you know, drink basically pool water because it tasted like chlorine. But I think they've dealt with that issue pretty much. But yeah. Campaign to recall radical Los Angeles district attorney submits 717,000 signatures, 150,000 more than required. This is probably not a good sign. California Governor Gavin Newsom's in blacklisted state of Montana vacation causes major controversy at home. Gavin Newsom blacklisted state of Montana because of, I think it was because of the whole, I think it was because of the vaccine issue, something to do with something, I can't remember what it was. And now, then he goes there for vacation. There was a, Glenn Greenwald, Justin Trudeau just made one shocking move to seize even more power. I don't know what that is. I'm not going to go there, but that doesn't surprise me at all. Kamala Harris embarrasses herself in viral response to Highland Park's tragedy. I heard part of her little speech and I have to say, as I heard it, it sounded like a child talking. I can't stand listening to her anymore. Sorry. That's just the way it's going to go. The White House press corps is 12 to 1 Democrat. Oh, that's a big surprise. CNN forced to admit red flag confiscation laws don't work. This has to do with the Highland Park shooting because there was red flag laws there and they didn't do a thing in that process. Red flag laws are actually, they're designed for to be a Trojan horse to go after anybody who, like your political opponents. Think about it. Think what they're saying about Trump people. They're all insane. They're all a threat to the nation. They're a threat to the nation. And they all have problems. It's a mental disease. If you support Trump, you're mentally deranged. We need to take your guns away. Oh, that's like everybody who has guns. Gee, how convenient. That's what red flag laws do. Okay, it's an ability for the government to just come in and seize your guns, and then we'll deal with it later. And guess what happens when they seize your guns? You never get them back. Oh, sorry, they were destroyed accidentally. Sorry, we melted those down. We destroyed them. Sorry. Here's a $25 gift certificate to Walmart. It'll buy you a cup of coffee. Let's see what else we got here. We got a new Harvard poll shows 75% of Americans support overturning Roe. 72% want heartbeat abortion ban. This is not exactly what the politicians are telling us right now, is it? And yet that is actually the heart of the nation right there. That's many, many studies, even especially what's strange is even among college students. Because they're being better educated about what's going on inside the womb. Even liberal Tom Hanks blasts Pixar for replacing Tim Allen in new Buzz Lightyear movie. I don't know. I haven't been following along with that whole thing, but they've replaced Tim Allen. I know he's come out with a response that I guess is pretty. It's just pretty typical Tim Allen. Guy's brilliant. Anyway, he even Tom Hanks says he doesn't understand. Now you push for this wacky liberal leftist crap. You keep hoping it gain momentum, and then you wonder why it's going where it's going. Well, I don't understand why we started pushing this car off the cliff, and I don't understand why it's continuing to go off the cliff. Now it's building up speed. I don't understand that. What's going on here? Wait, why is it heading for that sudden stop at the end? City of Orlando, Florida, forced to apologize for bashing Independence Day celebrations. Think about this. Think about this for a moment, folks. Who are the ones who are bashing Independence Day celebrations? Who are the ones who are shooting at Independence Day celebrations? Do you notice any connections here? Maybe not. So the Joe Biden's recent COVID funding request and predictions about a new pandemic was good news for Dr. Fauci. He's all happy about that. Joe's basically saying there's going to be another pandemic and we have to have more funding because we have to have, they're for the next pandemic. Yeah, I could go on through these. There's a whole bunch of these. It's amazing. Kind of rhetoric that's coming out of the left right now. So there'll be another show, folks. There'll be a show tomorrow morning for sure. Possibly tonight. There's always that possibility I might get on here and do an evening live show. However, things have a tendency to kind of fall apart for me in the evenings in terms of what I'm expected to do and what I'm able to do and what I would like to do. So there's a lot of things that are going on. I will be back here tomorrow morning as bright and early as I can possibly be. I do have to travel tomorrow evening, so that'll be a little bit tricky. However, Saturday, the weekend is, and the rest of the week, actually, all the way through all next week, I will have my mornings fairly free. So I will theoretically, I will be able to have a show every morning from here on in. I think I might even have a weekend show. We'll see how that goes. Possibly Sunday morning. I hate doing them on Sunday mornings, but Saturday morning, very possible. So just so you know. But I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you taking the time to share, like, subscribe, and all that stuff that everybody always talks about. I don't know. I kind of feel cheesy about asking, but I guess, you know, I guess that's what people do. So that's what I'll do, because I follow the crowd. I'm a lemming. That's what I am. So I just follow what everybody else does. I'm sure you can catch that vibe after listening to this show for a while. Hopefully you recognize what sarcasm is. Because if you don't, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show, because you're going to be all confused. So that's for sure. The time is now 9:05. How'd that happen? Just kind of slipped right by, didn't it? I don't know. Happy day, everybody. Happy Thursday. Have a great and wonderful rest of your day. And as we go into the weekend, God bless everybody. Take care. Thanks for listening.